My guests this evening are KJ Sanchez, playwright and director, and music director Richard Huntley, who are here to work on Cincinnati King, which is opening on November 8th at the Cincinnati Playhouse's Shelter House Theater through December 23rd. It's the story of Cincinnati's legendary King Records, and especially its colorful founder, Sid Nathan. You've both been working on this show for some time now. I wonder if you could fill our listeners in a little bit on where it came from. How did this get started?
Right. We have been working on this for a while. We've been working on it for 5 years. Blake, the artistic director at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, and I have worked together for many years. And when he took over as artistic director, he called me up and said, I'm wondering if you and your theater company, American Records, would be interested in working with Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. Over the course of the last 15 years, I've made about 15 documentary plays based on interviews with real people about real subjects. And I said, yes, sure. I came to visit Cincinnati the first time and totally fell in love with the city. So Blake canvassed some of his staff and some of his associates and audience members about what is the story that is uniquely Cincinnati, and everybody said King Records. Mm-hmm.
Did either of you know about King Records before this?
I had known about it sort of peripherally, just in terms of Tiny Bradshaw, Little Willie John, some of the bigger artists. But once I started digging and doing research, I was blown away by the incredible music, musicians, all the stories.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just the two of you doing research on this.
No. To begin with, we created a, quote, story corps, a group of people who are conducting interviews. So that first year, we had about seven folks who are a combination of staff, associate artists, board members, who went out and interviewed various people. And then I had a big pile of interviews. And originally, I thought that this was going to be a documentary play. And the way a documentary play works is the people that I interviewed become characters in the play. All the dialogue comes straight from these transcripts. And they talk to the audience as if the audience is interviewing them. But 4 years ago, we did a celebration to honor Philip Paul's birthday and the anniversary of King Records in Washington Park. And it was then that Rich and his brother Ralph Huntley, who's a professional musician from Portland, Oregon, came down and we decided to do some samples of the transcripts that we had all conducted and intersplice some of our favorite songs from the King catalog. And it was there when we watched the audience listening to these stories with the music that we realized that it actually wanted to be a musical.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was almost like a radio play with a concert.
Talk a little bit about Philip Paul, because I know that you use him as a character in this. And some of our listeners, although he lives here in Cincinnati, may not know who he is.
So Philip Paul was born and raised in Spanish Harlem in New York, and was an up-and-coming rising star in the jazz world in New York City. Played with
Charlie Parker. He played with Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell.
All the names. Right. Tiny Bradshaw needed a new drummer, and Tiny Bradshaw was recording here in Cincinnati and getting ready to go out on the road. And so he called Philip up and said, do you want to come to Cincinnati? And so Philip got on a Greyhound bus. In fact, we took he and his new bride of 3 years, Bobby, to dinner the other night, and we were driving past the Greyhound station, and he said, that's where I arrived in Cincinnati with my drums 50 plus years ago. And Philip Paul was the studio drummer. And so I started by interviewing him.
Well, he must have an encyclopedic knowledge and familiarity with all of it. And he's not literally in the show. You have an actor playing him in the show?
We have an actor playing him, Stanley Mathis, who's been in many Broadway shows. He was in The Lion King. He was in Book of Mormon. And it's funny because he came in and we cast him as Philip Paul, and Philip Paul, the character, doesn't actually sing, but now that we know we have this incredible singer, we might have him do a Hank Ballard tune. Yeah, Stanley's going to be great. And he's a little bit younger than Mr. Paul because the play goes back in time and we see some scenes with a younger Mr. Paul. Now, where this jukebox docu mashup comes from, we're inventing, I think, a new genre with this piece. There are three parts to it. It's one part, all of the incredible songs from the King catalog.
Not just Little Willie John and Tiny Bradshaw, also Delmore Brothers, Lonnie Johnson, Lula Reed, Anastine Allen, Freddie King. So we're trying to show the breadth and variety of music that
Moon Mulligan, the Delmore Brothers. Right. We also have some country tunes in there as well.
Because all of that music was recorded at King Records.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the three parts. The other part is the character of Philip Paul, who is our narrator. And all of that dialogue came straight from the transcripts with Mr. Paul. The third part is actually fiction, and it's scenes based on what I know about Little Willie John and Sid Nathan. We were lucky enough to have a lot of recordings of Sid Nathan because he was such a control freak that he actually made records of himself talking to his staff.
Really funny and instructive.
They're hilarious, too, because he's got this bravura, he's got this huge ego, but he also actually is really funny, and he knows he's really funny in these recordings. And I would go on long runs listening to his voice. So as I started to write these fictional scenes, basically the ghosts of Sid Nathan and Little Willie John bust in and decide that they also need to be interviewed by me.
So you have actors playing both of those roles.
That's
also,
right.
Then, you know, there's a lot of talk about King Records locally because this, in fact, is the 75th anniversary this year of the studio being established here. And a lot has been going on. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why it happened here and why it's important to pop music in America.
Yeah, I think it happened here because you had recording artists that were doing what was then called Hillbilly Records. Mm-hmm. And what was called Race Records of the time, all coming through Cincinnati. And Sid was such a genius because he knew that he could grab these folks, offer them a little extra cash to go into his studio renting Herzog for a while until he created his own studio.
Cut a quick side, and he had the wherewithal to figure out how to press records and distribute records so he could cut a side. 24 hours later, the record would be out.
And they distribute them in grocery stores and gas stations.
Right. I think one of the most fascinating aspects of King to me is that in that era, you had a multiracial studio band. So you had musicians of different colors playing together and playing all kinds of music.
Yeah. And one of the great recording artists of King Records that we think hasn't gotten his due is Little Willie John, who was the first to sing Fever. One of the finest recording artists, performers to have ever lived. He's not a household name because he died in prison at the age of 30, wrongfully accused of murder. And even his prosecutor later said, I don't think he should have been given murder. It was self-defense. And that was clear to everybody. And this is the guy who prosecuted the case.
Well, this is really some fascinating history, and it all happened here in Cincinnati, so right. That makes it all the more fun. Cincinnati King is history, but it's also entertainment. After all, it is one of the Playhouse's holiday shows this
season. It's actually very funny.
Yeah. How many songs altogether?
17 in total.
Titles that you can mention that people might be aware of?
Fever, All Around the World, Leave My Kitten Alone, The Twist, Delmore Brothers Blues Stay Away, the Lonnie Johnson version of Delmore Brothers Blues Stay Away, Drown in My Own Tears, as sung by Lula Reed, and many other great tunes.
Welcome to the club, Anastine Allen. Oh man, we've got some great singers. Anita Walsh, who's singing the Anastine Allen and Lulu Reed tunes, she is incredible.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a wonderful month and a half or so at the Playhouse. Cincinnati King opens on November 8th at the Cincinnati Playhouse's Shelter House Theater. It's on stage through December 23rd. For more information about the show, look for the link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with KJ Sanchez and Richard Huntley, the folks who pulled all of this wonderful entertainment together for us. Thanks for taking the time for this conversation.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For WVXU, I'm Rick Pender.
You never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fear.